Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you love somebody, you won't lie for them. But nor will you publish their mistakes. And it's obvious this boy is not loving his father. He's exposing his problems. And his other sons, remember what they did? They came in there and they took a garment. And they put it over their shoulders. I guess it was four of them. And they backed. Somebody say backed. They backed into the tent. How'd they find him? I don't know. Maybe they felt with their foot. Oh, there. Yeah, I think that's... That's him. Keep coming. Keep coming. Yeah, I think we got him now. Okay, lower. So they lowered the garment and covered him. And then they walked out. They did not see his nakedness. They did not look on him in his current condition. Oh, come on. Do you see this? This is love, isn't it? This is caring about somebody. You don't look on them when they're down. You don't exploit it. You cover it. They're not lying about it, but they are covering it. They covered it. Covered it. Somebody say, covered with love. This is the nature of our Father. This is what He has done with us and our mistakes and our failures and our sins. Somebody say, love.
Love
covers.
Covers.
Love covers the multitude of sins. James 5:19. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. What's the will of God? The will of God is for the worst, most notorious sinner to be saved, cleansed, and their sins not remembered throughout eternity. Maybe on the earth they were known as the worst, you know, murderer, the worst hitman, the worst, most based sexual deviant, liar, thief. They had a reputation in their generation. The country knew it. The world knew it. Yeah, this is just for a flicker in time, though. And God's will is that that person, that man or woman be saved, be cleansed, and in the ages to come, nobody ever know about it. Nobody ever remember it. You meet them in heaven, and maybe on the earth, they were public enemy number one. But in heaven, they're just brother so-and-so. And nobody sees or knows about it. That's what love does. I said, that's what love does. Fill us in my heart concerning this church. The Lord has spoken to us more than once about this, that this is a church where God brings people for additional opportunities. People that have messed up their life. People that are basket cases, and they've ruined families, and they've ruined ministries, and they've messed up things. But don't you have a desire that if people don't know where to go and they got nowhere to go, they could come here? And if they've really repented, we wouldn't bring it up against them. And we'd love them and live with them, and they can get restored and they can get renewed. And if God sees them clean, why can't we see them clean? If He's not going to remember it, why should we remember it? Huh? If they're straight with Him, why shouldn't they be good with us? Oh, can you see this? Everybody said out loud, this is such a place. This is a place where people can come and not be judged. Be loved.
A place where people can come.
And start fresh.
Start new.
Start over.
And go on.
And be free. This is a place. And you are these kind of people. And we are these kind of people. Go to Hebrews, please. I think I can close with this. Hebrews. Oh, the Lord is good to us. Isn't He good to us? Hebrews 10. Oh, thank you, Master. He has helped us this morning, hasn't He? Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews 10 and verse 16. 10:16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Glory to God. The New Living says, I will never again remember their sins and lawless deeds. Say that out loud. I will never again remember their sins. Say it out loud three times. Close your eyes. I will never again remember their sins. Say it again. I will never again remember their sins. One more time. I will never again remember their sins. Can you take that word for yourself? Can you believe that? Yes, you can. Now, if He has loved you and me this way, and He has forgiven us this way, and my sins, your sins, He remembers no more, why can't we do that with each other? Can we forgive each other as He has forgiven us? Can we love each other as He has loved us? And that includes not remembering. Somebody say, not remembering.
Not remembering.
It's a choice. Yes. Now see, people try to say, well, I can't help but remember. It's a choice.
Yes.
It's a choice. God's not forgetful in the fact that He can't remember. He just chooses to no longer remember that. And you and I are made in His likeness and image, and we can do the same thing by His grace and help. Oh, things might try to come up. It might try to come up. But the moment it does, you grab it down and you say, no, I refuse to remember their sins. Cast it, I refuse to. And if you have to say it five times in a day, you do. Now, let me say this. There are people who try to twist these things for their own benefit, and they are unrepentant. They have not repented, and yet they don't want you to say anything about what they're doing.
Amen.
Why? Because I said I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, just because you said you're sorry don't mean you repented.
Right.
Well, I went to the altar and cried. That don't mean you repented either.
Amen.
What does repent mean?
Amen.
Repent means change. Like it's like a 180 degree thing. You change from one thing to another thing. You're going in one direction and you change and go in the other direction. You change. So there are people who go, no, 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 you're not supposed to talk to me about that. You're supposed to love me. Friend, if it has not been dealt with, it is not in the past. It's in the present. You understand what I'm saying? And it needs to be dealt with. Sticking your head in the sand, pretending nothing's happening, pretending nothing's going on, is not what He's talking about here. But a man, a woman that has genuinely repented, genuinely confessed their sin and asked God to forgive them and cleanse them, and by the grace of God has gotten up and determined not to go that way again, and by the grace of God is going the other way, you should not bring up that past failure to them again. Are you with me now? Not even one more time. Now it is a common thing. Brothers, sisters, husband, wives, parents, children get into a heated argument. And what happens again and again? Something gets serious. People get upset and they get angry. What happens again and again? People start bringing up stuff from the past. This is devilish. This is straight from the accuser of the brethren. Did you hear me? This is disrespectful to the blood of the Lamb. This is ignoring the Word of God, and this is a blatant violation of the love command.
Amen.
Are y'all with me on this or not? Somebody has repented, and God has forgiven them, and He's not going to remember their sins anymore. Listen to this. Listen to this. This in Ezekiel. He said, if the wicked turn from his sins that he's committed and keep my statutes and do what's lawful and right, he shall surely live. He will not die. All his transgressions he has committed, they shall not be mentioned to him. Oh, come on. Did you hear that? Ezekiel 33:16 says, none of his sins that he has committed shall be mentioned to him. Say that out loud. None of his sins. See, the man's repented. So now what? None of those, I don't care what he did, none of them are to be mentioned. Somebody say mentioned.
Mentioned.
Much less talked about and rehashed for an hour, not even mentioned, not even referred to. Have you ever seen it? Everything's going along, you know, good. Somebody's repented. They're doing good. They're going the right way. And somebody brings up their ugly past, and you see them put their head down, and they feel bad. You made them look bad. Is that love to do that to somebody in front of somebody else or just you and them? It is not. I said it is not. God doesn't do it to you. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that in before the judgment seat of Christ, He's not going to bring up your past sins? Aren't you glad that in the ages to come, what'd you think about you in heaven? And Jesus is standing there, and there's Moses standing there, and there's David, and brings up some of the dumb stuff you did on the earth. Jesus brings it up. You can't even imagine that, can you? You go, no, Jesus wouldn't do that to me. Exactly. And so you don't do it to anybody else.
Amen.
Somebody said out loud, love,
covers
the multitude of sins.
The multitude of sins.
I do not
expose
publish
tell
my brother's faults or
past mistakes.
If they've repented, God's forgiven them, I will not mention their sins again.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Love Covers, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106C. That's R1106C, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.